WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the United States, Princess Diana's funeral was televised by all the major networks and cable news operations without commercial interruption, but not without other types of interruptions, as TV critic David Bianculli points out.
In terms of global impact and TV coverage, lots of media people have compared Saturday's funeral of Princess Diana to the 1963 funeral of John F. Kennedy. In terms of sudden deaths and of charismatic and idealistic world figures cut down in their prime, the comparisons make sense. But in terms of television, they couldn't be more different. In 1963, network coverage of the JFK assassination and funeral was what brought network TV news of age. The lengthy, somber coverage gave Americans a shared experience, a chance to mourn, a common place to gather around and deal with their grief. But there was no cable then, and no PBS, only CBS, NBC, and ABC. In 1997, American TV viewers waking up very early Saturday morning had a lot more places to turn for funeral coverage. In addition to the three major networks, there was Fox, which had a big presence because of Rupert Murdoch's Sky News channel in England. And on cable, there was everything from CNN and MSNBC to the Arts and Entertainment Network. Now, A&E may have been the most improbable place to turn for funeral coverage, but from start to finish, it was also the best. A&E had the very good sense to import and transmit the live news feed from Great Britain's BBC TV. Of all the networks I watched, and thanks to my wall-to-wall TV sets, I was watching them all at the same time, only the BBC coverage matched and respected the somber tone of the occasion. Every network had pretty much the same images, but only the BBC announcers knew what they were talking about without deferring to guest experts. And only the BBC announcers knew that not speaking was often a lot better than speaking. More than any other network, the BBC gave us natural sounds and the sound of silence.
It's only a few minutes now until here at Kensington Palace we shall see the start of the funeral cortege, the coffin of the princess draped in the royal standard with flowers from members of the family, drawn by six horses, come down this road. Just the horses of the king's troop and the bearers who will carry the coffin when it reaches Westminster Abbey. Very silent now.
The American networks, on the other hand, didn't know when to shut up. ABC was the worst offender, but CBS, NBC, and Fox were almost equally guilty. The only place American TV distinguished itself was before and after the event, when news magazines and cable specials put everything in perspective. The night before the funeral, for example, Barbara Walters had a long and revealing interview with Elton John on ABC's 2020, while the MSNBC series Time and Again provided the best perspective of all. It showed vintage NBC footage of the funerals of Winston Churchill in 1965 and Lord Mountbatten in 1979. Diana's funeral coverage will be added to that archive. With Elton John singing a revised Candle in the Wind, and Charles Spencer giving an amazingly brave speech on behalf of his sister and her children, and with those unforgettable close-up images of the envelope atop Diana's casket. The envelope had one word, handwritten in childish block letters. The word was mummy, and when I saw it the first time, I cried. And with about a billion other people watching that same image, I'm pretty sure I wasn't alone.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.
Goodbye, Rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. Goodbye, this road from a country lost without your soul, who miss the wings of your compassion more than you will ever know. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Melody familiar, but those words, of course, have never been heard before.
From the BBC coverage of Princess Diana's funeral.